Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Look at this beautiful sunrise in our forecast. We're going to talk about why our temperatures will stay below normal for the next several days.
Breaking news. Police just announced the charges against a driver accused of crashing a U-Haul into security barriers near the White House. What's included in the list announced just within the last 30 minutes?
Video lottery terminals could be coming to a bar or restaurant near you. The plan that could bring thousands of the games to the state. Plus,
the Florida Panthers take a 3-0 lead.
The Hurricanes are down to their last shot. What Coach Rod Brendamore said about his team after a third straight loss to Florida, making game four a must win for the Canes to stay in the series. A lot to share with you on this Tuesday morning. We're glad you're with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you along. Down but not out for the Hurricanes. But boy, they need some things to go the right way here. Historically, it's against them. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with those temperatures. They look great.
Yeah, they do. Temperatures right now are in the 50s. We take a live look at Rocky Mount Mills, where there's a good bit of cloud cover here hanging over Rocky Mount. We're going to see a mix of sun and clouds this morning and partly cloudy skies this afternoon. 57 is our current temperature around most of the viewing area right now. We have a northeast wind, and that's going to keep our temperatures below normal again today. Right now, it's 52 in Roxborough, 58 in Rocky Mount, 57 in Southern Pine, and still 60 degrees in Clinton. Our 24-hour temperature change, it's just a couple of degrees warmer than it was yesterday in some spots, as much as 7 degrees warmer up in Roxborough this morning. It will be a breezy afternoon. We'll see winds out of the northeast steady at 10 to 15, gusting to 20 miles per hour, and our temperatures will be in the low 70s. At lunchtime, we climb into the upper 70s for this afternoon. We continue to trend on the wetter side over the weekend, but it's not going to be a complete washout. I'll show you how to plan around it coming up, Brian.
It is just about 6:02 right now. We have some overnight construction on 87 southbound coming in from Knightdale back toward Raleigh, right there at the Neuse River Bridge. This is similar to a situation we saw yesterday where they let this linger into the 6 o'clock hour and sort of on time as to what we saw yesterday. They're starting to clear this up, but still just that left lane is open right around the Neuse River Bridge. And we have a little bit of a backup beginning between 540 and Hodge Road, about a 13-minute delay showing up on sensors right now. I expect that this is going to get better over the next half hour or so, but here for the next little while, if you can take 64 business out to New Hope Road and then pick up 87 southbound from there, you'll be on the other side of those delays. We'll have another update in about 10 minutes.
Brian, thanks. A busy road in Durham is back open this morning after a man was hit by a car. Part of Fayetteville Street near East Cornwallis Road was shut down as police investigated the crash. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker found they cleared the scene around 1 a.m. 4 hours earlier, investigators found a man who had been hit by a car. That man was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The driver stayed at the scene. We're working to find out if that person will face charges.
Breaking news this morning. In the last 30 minutes, U.S. Park Police in Washington, D.C. announced charges against the driver accused of crashing a U-Haul truck through security barriers near the White House. Those charges include threatening to kill or harm a president, vice president, or family member. A spokesperson for the Secret Service tweeted after midnight that the truck had been deemed safe after agents used a robot to investigate a suspicious package inside. Reporters on the scene also spotted a Nazi flag being pulled out of the back of the truck. Investigators say the truck first crashed into the barriers around Lafayette Square across the street from the White House around 10 last night.
Legal gambling could soon be expanding in North Carolina. There's a new effort to put video lottery terminals in bars and restaurants. WRAL's Nye Harden is live outside the legislative building in Raleigh to tell us about this new bill that state lawmakers will be talking about today. Nye, good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Yeah, if the bill does pass, then it would bring millions of dollars to people who are in education. This is coming from the House Commerce Committee that is going to be looking at this today. This is going to be House Bill 512 that they're going to be considering. Now, this would make video gaming terminals or video lottery terminals legal. The money raised would create a forgivable loan program for community college students and to fund initiatives at historically black colleges and universities, also known as HBCUs. Now, it's one of at least two bills on gambling being considered this week. The other involves sports betting. Legal gambling continues to move closer to North Carolina. A new casino just opened last week in Virginia along the North Carolina border, and other states are allowing sports wagering. Video gaming terminals will be discussed this afternoon. WRAL will be here. We'll have updates for you in our later newscast. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
It will be win or go home for the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow night in Florida. The Canes are now one loss away from ending their season after dropping a third straight game to the Panthers. Florida scored the only goal of the game last night, taking game three with a 1-0 win. It was the third straight single goal win for the Panthers in the series. Coach Rod Brendamore says his team has played well, but just can't break through.
Well, it's been three games. I mean, we can't do much more. I mean, we like how we're playing, clearly. It's just we got to find a way to put one in.
The Canes need to win game four to stay in the series. Only four teams in NHL history have ever come back from a 3-0 deficit to win a playoff series.
Happening today, Governor Roy Cooper will take his warning to the people, heading out on the road, talking about an expansion of private school vouchers. The governor will visit Washington Elementary in Raleigh to discuss what he calls a state of emergency for public schools. He says a series of Republican-backed bills to spend more on private schools would worsen the problems facing public schools, including the ongoing teacher shortage. Republicans say their goal is to expand education options for parents.
Police hope the newly released pictures can help them find the people responsible for shooting and killing a man. Officers in Fayetteville need your help identifying and finding these people. We're told they're wanted for questioning. Investigators say the shooting happened Monday near Schmidt Street. Police say they found 37-year-old Joseph Walton dead in the road. Call police if you know anything about this shooting.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we're keeping an eye on that debt ceiling progress this morning. So far, no new deal has been reached last night, but President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called yesterday's meeting productive. The president tweeting this last night, "We reiterated once again the default is off the table and the only way to move forward is in good faith toward a bipartisan agreement. We are 9 days away from a potential default. That could strike up major economic concerns for everyone." We're also keeping an eye on Wall Street this morning. You can see stock futures down, the S&P 500 down 4 points, Dow Jones is down 56 points, and NASDAQ is down 9 points. Again, that looming deadline is June 1st.
New rules are in the works for visitors at Wake County Public Schools. The Board of Education's Policy Committee will look today at a proposal aimed at keeping kids safe. It clarifies the rules for anyone visiting school, including employees. Those include requiring ID, a background check, and a staff chaperone while a visitor is in the school building. The full school board will need to sign off on the new policy before it can take effect.
Hospital mergers will be in focus today at the General Assembly, with a measure supporters say will save you money on medical bills. A key House committee will consider a bill that would require more oversight for any mergers. The bill in the Health Committee would pump the brakes on healthcare consolidation. The goal of the new legislation is to promote more competition among providers, which lawmakers say would help keep prices low. Three out of every four North Carolina hospitals is owned by a larger system.
Wake County commissioners are preparing to vote on how much money will go back into your child's school. This second budget work session on Monday focused specifically on funding public schools and Wake Tech. Education spending makes up 57% of the proposed county budget. A vote on the budget is expected June 5th.
The ACC baseball tournament is back in action today. All the action on the diamond is happening in Durham. Let's take a live look now at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park, where some local teams will hit the field this afternoon. UNC plays Georgia Tech at 3 p.m. Right after that, NC State will play Duke. Tickets are available at durhambulls.com or by calling the box office. WRAL will have coverage of the games throughout the day. The champion will be crowned on Sunday. It is 6:09. A new public health advisory just released within the last hour about kids and social media, the growing concerns that led the Surgeon General to put out the alert.
I'm Ken Smith. Walmart getting into the virtual pet healthcare business. Coming up, a closer look at a new program rolling out today that is free for a limited time.
And our 7-day forecast looking cool. Highs in the 70s. We even get into the 60s on Saturday, which looks like the wettest day of the next seven. I'll walk you through your forecast for the holiday weekend coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12, and it's a nice start out there this morning. Our temperatures are cool. I've seen several people out for a run here on Salem Street. A little bit of cloud cover this morning, but as that sun gets a little higher, there are going to be some holes in the clouds. And as we take a look at Chapel Hill, same story here. A little bit of cloud cover as you're walking out the door. Town by town, 58 in Tarboro, 58 in Fayetteville, 58 Goldsboro and Rocky Mount. Temperatures are running mid-50s to close to 60 degrees this morning, which feels comfortably cool. Temperatures for the kids, if they're out on the playground this afternoon, right around lunchtime, 71. And as they're getting off the bus, temperatures will be in the upper 70s, which is a little bit cooler than yesterday. We'll see partly cloudy skies, and it will be a little bit breezy. We're looking at a good chance for rain on Saturday. I'll walk you through it with Futurecast coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth here at 6:13. We're looking a lot better on 87 southbound in Knightdale. We had that overnight construction there at the Neuse River Bridge, and we saw some big delays earlier. We're still seeing a little bit of a backup through there, but you see the trend. It's now down to just a 6-minute slowdown. If you can pick it up from New Hope Road, you'll be on the other side of those backups as you head toward Raleigh. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, we're looking good in Durham. Just a little bit of a slowdown coming in from Hillsboro on northbound 85, about a 1-minute delay there, and a 1-minute slowdown on westbound 98 as you head in from northern Wake County from Highway 50.
Brian, thanks. New this morning, our nation's Surgeon General is issuing a new warning about social media and its impact on teens. In an advisory released just after 5 this morning, Vivek Murthy says new research shows social media use is a main contributor to depression, anxiety, and other problems for kids. Murthy is recommending companies and lawmakers start enforcing age minimums online.
We have a youth mental health crisis in our country, and I'm very concerned that social media has become a contributor to that crisis.
About a third of teens who use social media say they are scrolling or posting almost constantly. Hear more about this new study and what can be done ahead on today, right after this newscast on WREL.
If you're a pet owner, you know how much our four-legged companions are just a part of the family. And today you have a new option when it comes to vet visits for your pet. WRL's Ken Smith is here to tell us about a new vet telehealth program that is rolling out today. Ken?
You know, Jeff, you and a lot of pet owners can attest to this. Caring for them can be costly, particularly when it comes to keeping pets healthy. Well, I looked at a recent survey by Forbes magazine. The average cost of a vet visit in North Carolina is about $60, and that doesn't include medication or other health care needs. Well, starting today, Walmart is offering an extra pet care benefit for Walmart Plus members, and for a limited time, it's free. The retail giant is partnering with veterinarian telehealth provider POP for unlimited access to pet telehealth care using video or text. Now, Walmart is trying to compete with Amazon by offering these types of additional perks to subscriber services. Well, I mentioned this offer is free for a limited time. Now, after that, keep in mind POP's annual membership starts at $99, and Walmart Plus subscription is $98 a year. Walmart Plus members, Jeff, have until November 19th to take advantage of this vet telehealth care offer.
Great deal. Get it done over the phone so you don't have to go in and pay those exorbitant fees at veterinarians. All right, Ken, thanks for that. The DMV is offering some more online services that should cut down on wait times. If you have a North Carolina ID card, you can renew it online. Teenage drivers with a level 3 full provisional license can upgrade to the Class C license, the one you get when you turn 18. You can use these online services if it's been less than a year since your license expired.
The TSA is gearing up for a busy summer travel season. The agency's leader announced that TSA workers will now be paid at the same scale as federal workers. That means a significant raise for many of their employees. He also talked about new technology, such as digital IDs that will help passengers get from the ticket counter to the gate faster.
We are definitely out of pre-pandemic, or we're back to pre-pandemic levels and out of the pandemic recovery. We have fully recovered in aviation.
He went on to say the TSA is deploying new technologies across all screening checkpoints, making the progress as quick as possible.
Usually we tell you if you see something, say something. Well, this morning the message is if you see one of these lantern bugs, step on it. That's a recent advice from experts. Agriculture officials say the invasion species is hatching all across North Carolina, and the bugs damage plants, property, can even harm people. Since there are no natural predators for it in the U.S., the experts say the best way to get rid of them is to squash them. 6:17 is the time right now. We get a look at what is ahead, because it feels great out there right now, Elizabeth.
It is nice out there. Some cloud cover. You know, we ended up with a little bit of cloud cover yesterday, so we're starting with that this morning. It feels like spring out there. It's going to be a little breezy. Our humidity will remain low today. We'll see some sunshine peeking out from time to time. We continue to trend wetter for the weekend. Right now, Saturday looks like the wettest day, and that's 2 or 3 days in a row of computer models pointing to Saturday as the wettest day. So our confidence will continue to grow if the computer models continue to show Saturday as being the wettest day. I'm going to walk you through our latest run in just a minute. Cooler, though, we ended up dropping our high on Saturday into the upper 60s. We'll see some lower 70s over the weekend, too. Heading out the door right now, it looks pretty here in Southern Pines, doesn't it? Just a couple of holes in the clouds. You can see some of that pretty color there, but a decent amount of cloud cover here. This is Longleaf Golf and Family Club, but that's a pretty start out there. We continue to have a low pressure system down to the south. It's feeding moisture with rain all the way up into the mountains of North Carolina. None of that's coming our way, but it is also sending some cloud cover. It's not going to rain here, but some cloud cover with us, sort of like we saw yesterday. Let's talk about the weekend. I know a lot of folks have plans for the holiday. We are trending cooler and wetter, especially for Saturday. Saturday looks the wettest. We could see some isolated storms on Sunday and Monday. Right now, Saturday doesn't look like it would be stormy. We're going to see a cool, stable pattern, but with rain. So we'll have a low that develops off the coast and starts to spread moisture inland. And here's the thing that isn't necessarily in agreement with the models. It's the timing of this. One of the models brings it in pretty early. This is going to be 6 p.m. on Friday. That could make for a pretty messy evening commute and could ruin some, you know, evening plans if you have those on Friday. And then that moisture rotates back across the state during the day Saturday and continues to lift northward. So it may be the first half of the day is the wettest with a few isolated showers continuing into the evening. And then Sunday, with this version of Futurecast, looks pretty dry. There's Sunday at 7 a.m. There's 5 p.m. Not a whole lot happening, which is great news. And then Monday starts off dry, and we don't see the isolated showers and thunderstorms until pretty late, maybe around dinner time. So this is a look at our chances for rain, looking at the best chance during the day Saturday. It's a 40% chance on Sunday and a 20% chance on Monday. How much rain are we likely to see? Well, because it's a coastal low, the heaviest amounts will be to the east with 1 inch to 2 inches. And then from the Triangle area west, it's likely to be 1 inch or less. And that's going to be for all 3 days. Today, through Thursday, temperatures are in the upper 70s. It's a little cooler at 72 on Friday. And then on the chilly side, Saturday at 68. But then our temperatures bump up as we see more sunshine getting into Monday. Brian?
Here at 620, we are still watching 87 southbound heading through Knightdale. We had some overnight construction right around the Neuse River Bridge. Good news there, seeing just a 1 minute delay on that southbound side as you head through the Hodge Road interchange out toward the Neuse River Bridge and beyond. So it's a smooth trip right now heading into Raleigh from Knightdale and around the rest of the Triangle. We are hard-pressed to find any backups. I-40 looking good through Garner all the way through South and West Raleigh, clear on out to the airport. And in Durham and Chapel Hill right now, no crashes showing up, and our major routes are looking good.
Brian, thanks. More substitute teachers may be coming to Wake County schools. The move the school system is making to try and address its teacher shortage.
LeBron James says he has a lot of thinking to do in the offseason. His comments about his NBA future after the Lakers got knocked out of the playoffs.
First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be back with what's trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
Could we have seen the last of LeBron James on the basketball court?
Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending. Brian.
Yeah, after his Lakers were knocked out of the playoffs last night by the Denver Nuggets, LeBron addressed his future in the game.
Just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
James has been in the NBA for 20 seasons, winning 4 NBA championships and 4 MVPs, and he's got a lot to think about.
The cryptic quote right there from LeBron James. What does that mean? He's 38 years old, been around for 20 years. Nobody has scored more points than him. But I don't know. His son just signed to play at USC in college. And I always thought maybe if his son was a one-and-done college player, that they would play in the pros together somehow. Ooh, in some way. Something. Wouldn't that be juicy? So I thought that he'd be hanging around for a little bit. So I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see where all that thinking leads to.
I would take the money and go, but that may be why he's a big
already got it. And
star.
Gone.
Yeah, I don't know. The next winner of The Voice will be crowned tonight. The final five acts took to the stage last night for the first half of the season 23 finale. They each performed 2 songs as they tried to win America's vote. The winner is going to be named tonight during a 2-hour live TV production right here on WRAL.
And the singer who goes by D Smooth wowed the judges with his sultry rendition of My, My, My and got 2 standing ovations. We'll see what America thinks. Brian, thank you. D Smooth.
Brian, that was smooth. Thank you. Tiger Woods is not going to be on the greens at the U.S. Open. The 15-time major champion withdrew from the U.S. Open late Monday. This comes as he continues to recover from recent surgery. This withdrawal also comes just months after Woods walked away from the Masters. His injuries stem from the severe crash he had in 2021. The U.S. Open is next month in Los Angeles.
A North Carolina craft brewery bought itself back from the big guys. Maybe you've heard of Appalachian Mountain Brewery. It's based in Boone. The beer is sold all over the state. AMB is also the brewery behind the Bojangles Hard Sweet Tea. In 2021, the brewery expanded with Anheuser-Busch. Now, AMB is ending that partnership. It is the first craft brewery to buy itself back from Anheuser-Busch.
The price to buy a new home has seen a slight decline. Today, we will get a better snapshot of how the market is doing. Just ahead, a look at why experts believe this current trend will be short-lived.
And it is a pleasant morning out there at the bus stop this morning. Temperatures are likely to be somewhere between the upper 50s and low 60s, depending on what time your kid is heading out. It'll be dry. We'll see partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. So enjoy. It's going to be a nice one.
Give me a live look now at the U.S. Capitol. The deadline to raise the debt ceiling is just over a week away and still no deal. The new steps lawmakers are now considering to prevent an economic disaster.